big, long, fucking train. I guess you would know that if you downloaded this, because it will say unemployment hour bonus train number, I don't know what the fuck number it is, but oh, there's the caboose. Well, that's nice. As of late, whenever I've been doing unemployment hour bonus trains, it seems as though the caboose always shows up shortly after I start the recording. So that's nice. Yeah, so that's good. The train is gone. I'm in a hurry, not as always, but I'm always running late, and today is no different, I hit a train momentarily before going out to Warman. I'm helping out with baseball evaluations, so that's where I'm at. I got some green lights here. I'm going down Idlewild Drive on my way to the Warman's Legend Center to do some baseball evaluations. Why? Someone trusted that I have the knowledge to evaluate and determine kids' future on what level of baseball they play. I don't know, but they need people to do it, and I like to help out, and I like to get paid. They're paying a little bit of money, too. So that's the situation. Funny thing that happens, I don't know how much the train affected whether I'm going to be on time or not, because I wasn't really stuck at it for very long. But it's a funny thing when you're already, I don't know if you guys experience this, but you probably don't, because you probably don't run late all the time like I do. But sometimes I'm on my way for things and I end up being late for them. But like something happened out of the ordinary that didn't cause me to be late, but did happen on the way and maybe made me a little bit later than I was. It's almost like a get out of, well, it's not a get out of jail free card of sort. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody's sending me to jail, hopefully, for being late for, playing squash with someone or, a couple minutes for work. I mean, I guess some places are really hard ass and they'll fire you for being a minute late. And I think life is too short for that, personally. I know it's a bad habit. I maybe don't put enough stock and respect into being on time. But I also don't get really mad when people are late for me. And, why would I? Because that would be super hypocritical, and people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I'd really like to hear a Rickyism for that saying. There's two birds stoned at once. If we could hear a glass houses Rickyism, if he could fuck that up in a way that would make it, his own style. I'd like to hear that one. Maybe I should try to make one up. How can I fuck up the saying, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones? Shouldn't get stoned? Maybe people who live in glass houses shouldn't get stoned? I don't know. But, that might be true, because then the cops could see them getting stoned, and marijuana, unfortunately, for whatever fucking reason, is still illegal in this country. Canada Day of 2018, it sounds like it will not be illegal anymore. That's too fucking far away. Canada Day of 2017 is too fucking far away. It should have been legal 50 years ago, not today. If it was legal today, that's too late. It should have been legal forever, but whatever, it is what it is. Anyways, when something happens, and you would have been late anyways, but then it's like, oh, sorry guys, I'm late to do these evaluations because I hit a train. But it's like, well, you would have been late anyways, but they don't know that. On my way to play squash with my friend Lionel today, there was a car that I guess was stuck in the middle of 22nd Street for a long time, and I was running late to go play him. And I was crossing the median on the street, and there was a guy standing on the median, and he says, hey, do you mind helping me move this car? They've been stuck holding up traffic for quite a while. So I was like, yeah, sure. And I did it. And then it was like, oh, sorry, Lionel, I'm late to play squash because I helped move a car out of 22nd Street. And, that was true, but I was also going to be late anyways. I did eventually say that. Apparently, when he came, it was nice, because that sounds like a made-up dog-ate-my-homework story, but when he came to the Y to play squash. That same car was stuck on 22nd Street then. So my story was collaborated, and so that was nice. But yeah, but what wasn't nice is that I was going to be late anyways, and I used that as a cover-up. But I did kind of tell him I was going to be... And, you know, I don't think it was the end of the world that I was a little late for us to play some squash. So, anyways, I am well on my way now to these... to Warman Legends Center. It's about 5:45. I'm supposed to be there by 6. This street by Costco, I'm kind of on the highway out to Warman / Martinsville. The street can be fairly busy, and it looks as though it is pretty busy. I was hoping that it wouldn't be, but I think, you know, there's still people getting off work around this time. Yeah, so good story, Lee. I might have to do this trick. There's a trick you can do sometimes if you're heading out and you want to dodge waiting at the light. There's a light kind of right where Marquis Drive is. There's a little trick you can do. I don't know how legal it is, but you go, you turn right onto the service road for a little while, and then you turn left back onto kind of Marquis Drive, and then you turn right at the lights. And I think that may be quicker, depending on traffic, than waiting for the light to change at Marquis Drive and Idlewild. I guess, am I still on Idlewild? Idlewild Highway? Something, I don't know. Anyways, cool. I guess I've probably overstayed my welcome now at this juncture for a unemployment hour bonus train. But yeah, I kind of sort of caught another train. And it might be just the excuse I was looking for being late to determine the entire future of Saskatoon baseball. So I hope I don't fuck up. I was pitching batting practice the last time for Saskatoon for these tryouts, and hopefully that could have really been a fuck up on these kids' future. So hopefully I threw enough strikes and I didn't throw too hard or too fast or too fucked up or not enough strikes, not accurate enough, too many outside strike pitches that are not exactly the level of difficulty of pitch that you want for tryouts. I don't know. Hopefully I didn't fuck up anyone's future baseball careers in Saskatoon, because, you know, we need more great Canadian ball players. We just need more Canadian ball players, period, and especially more Saskatchewan and more Saskatoon ball players. So hopefully I didn't make anyone quit or make anyone not end up playing the level of ball that they are capable of and want to play, and then end up quitting because of that. So hopefully I haven't fucked this up for all of us. Okay, cool. Well, I guess that's it. That's all. Another episode of... oh, this is a long one. I didn't realize I had talked this long. This is like a grown man... Or sorry, a unemployment hour bonus train. Like extra long episode of the bonus train. So it was like a double bonus train. So anyways, or a non-bonus. I guess more does not always mean more. A longer episode is not always a better episode. But regardless, this has been another episode of the bonus train. Hope you enjoyed it. Bob and I were going to do an episode of Grown Men Coloring tonight, but that's not happening anymore. He has to house sit. So hopefully sooner rather than later, you will get treated to another Grown Men Coloring, where we will talk about the big announcement that I let slip on the last unemployment hour. Go back and check that out if you want to find out some big news. We're going to talk about that big news. And yeah, so hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later. Maybe tomorrow. We shall see. So have a good one, and keep being positive. And if you're not being positive, then buck up and stop being a fucking fuckface and think positive. Okay, take it easy. Bye-bye.